Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you are facing every day and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are. We'll talk about issues like making friends, how to avoid toxic relationships, feeling lonely, and understanding that you have a purpose, and so much more. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Okay, so today we are going to talk about the comparison trap. And I want to know if you have ever done this, because I want to make sure that I'm not the only one. Have you ever walked into a room, saw another person in that room, and then began to compare yourself with them? And I don't mean from an I'm better than you kind of attitude, but I mean from an attitude that's more like I wish I was more blank like her attitude. So for example, I wish I was thin like her. She doesn't even have to try. Or it's just not fair. That girl is so beautiful. I wish I could look more like her. Or maybe you have thought to yourself, not so much about the way somebody else looks, but maybe about their personality. And this was so me. I wish I was more like her. She could just walk into a room, not know anybody, and yet it still seems like she can make friends with everybody. I remember going throughout my middle school and high school years, really just not liking who I was. I was that super shy girl that I had my group of like five friends and never really ventured much out from there. And I was just always so conscious of everything that was going on around me. And I would constantly compare myself to every other person, mostly other girls that were in the room. I wish I wasn't so shy. I wish I was a better singer. I had all these things about me that I wished I could change. The problem is if we aren't cautious, we can get stuck in what I call the dreaded comparison trap. And let me tell you, the comparison trap is not a place that any of us want to be. And actually, I would even say that the comparison trap can be a very dangerous place to be. And you may be thinking, dangerous? Really, Jamie? Come on. You're being so dramatic. Well, maybe a little. But in all seriousness, it actually can be a dangerous place because instead of you seeing yourself as the incredibly beautiful and unique creation that God has created you to be, you start to wish you were somebody else, somebody that God never intended you to be. When we start comparing ourselves to others, we start to dress like them and act like them in order to be more like them. When we try to be somebody we're not, we will always end up losing who it is that God actually created us to be in the first place. And I met this girl several years ago. She was 14 years old at the time. Super sweet girl. She loved God. But she didn't like anything about herself. She would sit back and watch all of the popular girls and see what it was that made all the boys flock to them. She began to desire what they had. And I saw this girl go from somebody who was super sweet, who loved God, to somebody who was completely different and completely changed. She began to dress like the popular girls and she began to act like them. And she did eventually get a boyfriend. However, he was not a Christian. And he began demanding things from her. He began to be very abusive towards her. And she ended up in a place where she thought was the most exciting place to be until she got there and realized she had no idea who she was anymore. I saw this sweet girl who loved Jesus begin to lose who she was. She became somebody that God never intended her to be. God never created her to be. And she began to hate herself. And she began to resent those who were around her. and she began to get very depressed, and she began to just pull inward, and she just became a completely different person. So can I tell you one of the biggest problems with the comparison trap? Is that it's once we've stepped into the comparison trap, it's really, really hard to break free from. If you don't take action now, I will tell you, it will follow you into the adult years. I have seen grown women, like even grandmothers, who still struggle with the comparison trap. And it's not pretty. So I shared with you earlier that this was also something I struggled with. I grew up in a home with two brothers, two sisters, and I was raised by a single mom who worked a very low-income job. We were not a family that had a lot of money. So I didn't have the nicest clothes. I didn't have the newest trends. But I remember one night staying the night at my grandmother's house, and I had a problem. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision. I didn't have clothes to wear to school the next day. I had a choice. I could either wear the clothes I wore the day before. Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. I'm not wearing the same clothes twice in a row to school. Or I could wear clothes that my grandmother had laying around in the house. I chose to go with my grandma's spare clothes. It was so embarrassing. She was not the same size as me, but thankfully someone had given her clothes that were closer to my size. Still a little bit big. And oh my goodness. So what she had to choose from was a black skirt. And I am not like a super girly girl. So like skirts and dresses are really not the thing that I'll go for. But what she had was this black skirt and it had pink flowers all over it. And there was a black shirt. And so I was like, okay, I can do this. But this black skirt was like floor length. To me, in middle school, it looked like an old lady skirt. So this middle school girl was totally embarrassed by an ankle length skirt. So what I actually did is I rolled up the waist on the skirt until it became like knee length. And I will tell you, it was so uncomfortable. And you can believe that I was comparing myself with every other girl that I saw that day at school. I wish I could say that I overcame the comparison trap when I was in middle school. But honestly, it only got worse when I was in high school. Like the 14-year-old girl I shared about earlier, I began to try to become somebody I was not. And in the end, I completely lost who I was. I hated myself. And honestly, I didn't give my life to Jesus until I was a senior in high school. But it was like in my 20s that I finally was able to break free from the comparison trap. But even to this day, I still have to remind myself and make sure that my mind is renewed to the Word of God, because I'll still find myself trying to compare myself to others. It is a trap. I remember being 25 years old and hitting a wall. I had no other choice but to get alone with God and ask for His help, because I was stuck and I really hated who I was. So I want to talk to you about how we break free from this comparison trap. Romans 12:2, and I'm going to read this in the Passion Translation. If you have like your phone, it's the TPT translation. It says, "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes." So the first thing that you can do to break free from the comparison trap is, instead of comparing yourself to those who are around you, why not start comparing yourself to your own potential? Why not change the question of how can I be more like blank and start asking yourself, how can I be a better me? Because I will tell you, the easiest person to be is yourself. The hardest person to be is somebody that you're not. And this actually reminds me of the story of David right before he goes up to fight Goliath, right? So David was a young teen. He was the youngest of all his brothers, and he was not a trained warrior, but instead, he was a shepherd boy. He worked with the sheep out in the fields. He was a teenager, but I mean, he hadn't even gone through his growth spurt yet. He's still a really small guy. But one thing I love about David is that he had such a love for God, and he trusted God with everything that was within him. He knew that he could do anything because God was on his side. So getting back to the story, during that time, David's brothers, along with the rest of the Israelites, were at war against the Philistines. And the Philistines were this army that were crazy, and the Israelites were scared. I mean, like literally, they would send Goliath out once a day. to intimidate the Israelites, and the Israelites would run and hide. So one day, David's dad asked him to bring food to his brothers. And when he got to the camp, David saw that the Israelites were hiding, and he was like, what's going on? Why are you guys all hiding when you have God on your side and you know that you can win this battle? But the Israelites were still scared, and they weren't going to get up and do anything about it. So David's like, you know what? If you're not going to do something about it, I'm going to do something about it. And I love that attitude. So you may be wondering, what does this have to do with the comparison trap? So just hang on. We're going to get to that in just a second. So when Goliath came out, all 9 feet of him, the Israelites ran and hid. And David had seen enough. Even though David was just a shepherd boy who hadn't had his growth spurt yet, like we said, he somehow talked King Saul into letting him go and fight this giant. We see in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 38, that King Saul is not about to let David go out there without getting him suited up in his armor. I mean, he's a king and he wants to protect his people, right? So picture this. David, a small teen who hasn't hit his growth spurt yet, putting on the armor of King Saul, who was a full-grown man. The armor was so heavy that once David had the helmet on his head and the sword was fastened around his waist, he tried to walk and he couldn't even move. He's got some problems, right? Verse 39 tells us that David wasn't used to wearing all that weight. Do you know why? Because David was trying to be somebody that David was not. David was not a trained warrior. And I love this. What did David do? David took off King Saul's armor, grabbed his staff, 5 small stones from the stream, and his slingshot. And he's going against a 9-foot giant. Why? Because David was a shepherd. That's what he knew. That's who he was. And that's how he functioned best. Those were the weapons that he was used to using. And the same is true for you. Instead of asking yourself, how can I be more like her? I encourage you to start asking yourself, how can I be a better me? Because God created you so beautifully and he created you so unique. And that term unique is actually a really good thing. And I want to encourage you to do something today. I encourage you to write down 3 things about yourself that make you who you are. What are the 3 things that make you unique? Maybe you do have that personality that like shines and like you are so bubbly and you love being in front of people and people are drawn to you. That's awesome. How can you be a better you using that personality? Or maybe you're like me and you're like super shy and you kind of sit back and you're kind of like a people watcher, and that's me. And one way that I became a better me using that was I would hang out on the wall and I would talk to the other people who were just like me, the people who are scared and who are insecure and they were more shy. I would talk to them and I would encourage them and I would bless them. That's how I was able to become a better me. So I want you to write down 3 things about yourself that make you unique, the qualities that make you who you are. But I want you to ask yourself, how can I strengthen those areas to become a better me? Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it with your friends and help them to know that there is a place that they can go and get some real encouragement and some real practical tips to help them overcome the challenges that they're facing in their lives. And if you have not yet rated and reviewed our podcast, I would so appreciate hearing your feedback. And also, don't forget, we have the Uncommon Teen app, so go ahead and download that if you haven't yet. As I say every time, I want you to know that you are beautiful and you are so valuable. Your beauty and your value don't change even if somebody fails to see how incredible you are. And I want you to say it with me, just like we do every podcast. Say, I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change even if somebody fails to see how incredible God made me. We'll see you back here next week.
Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big, and He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.